Some of us might think, well, you know, there are people who are born entrepreneurs and there are others who are born employees. And you seem to be saying throughout this that anybody can get into this game and become the owner of someone else's business. However, it sounds as if some pretty special skills are going to be required. Can you talk about that a little bit?
There's really only one special skill that's required. And that special skill is having the ability to understand with absolute clarity what it is that you do best. Not what your interests are, not what your experience is. The one skill that you have that is the thing that you do best. Then the goal is you have to be able to take that skill and apply it to the right business that needs that skill in order to be driven forward. It's really simple. Everybody has within them something that they've done very, very well. You take a look back at some of the past successes that you've had in business or as a professional or as an employee. I always ask people to tell me what you're good at. And very often, you know what they start off by saying? Well, I've been in the telecom industry for 23 years, so I guess I've got to stick to sort of that area because it's really the type of thing that I know best. And I have to stop them and give them the time out sign and say, no, no, that's not the question that I'm asking you. Okay, I need to know what your greatest success is and really what you're good at. Doesn't really matter what industry it was in. You didn't just flourish in the telecom industry. You flourished within a certain capacity and a certain job or series of jobs within that particular industry. So barring the fact, unless you're looking at a highly, highly skilled industry, for example, you know, someone who's been in sales and marketing all their life is going to have a heck of a challenge and probably fail quickly if you try to buy a geotechnical engineering firm. Okay, that's a, you know, extreme example of a rigid set of skills that you need and education in order to run that type of business. But barring those, most businesses don't require any of those type of fancy, in-depth, licensed type skills or education. They very often require, it's a sales issue, it's a marketing issue, it's an operational issue, it's an administrative issue. So you have to drill down to the, what it is that your greatest strength is and marry it up to the right business. After that, it's by no means above everybody else. Where it becomes problematic is people looking, you know, the guy who says, well, I'm going to buy a coin laundry and I'm going to buy a series of them and I'm going to run them absentee and make extra money and I could still keep my other stuff going and that's going to do well. And he finds out after 6 months that the employees are stealing every penny from him. They're not repairing the machines and they're not reporting when they're broken. And he goes out of business. Because what he needed is, you know, the skill that he needed to operate that business may have been some either know-how related to the equipment or the ability to be in the location, overseeing what's going on, or to thrive to add additional services like alterations or, you know, wash, dry, and fold, or, you know, dry cleaning, that type of stuff. Or you take a look at the business, and use the example of the moving and storage business, his greatest skill was his, you know, his financial acumen. I mean, he knew nothing about the moving and storage business, didn't know a tractor from a trailer.
Wouldn't everybody who's entering into business for themselves need to have strong sales and marketing skills? What if I don't have those? What if I'm just really good at numbers and I'm just hopeless at selling?
Sosimon used to always say that nothing happens till somebody sells something. But sales, well, in every business, of course, the sales are very important. But they may not be what actually drives the business. It may be product development. It may be, you know, in a manufacturing business, it's the manufacturing process that drives it. Sure, the function, the sales function is an important part of it. But here's the way I look at it. Using the example you cited, John, and if I understood you correctly, you said, listen, you're not really that good at sales or you don't have any experience in sales. Let's say that was the particular situation, okay? Well, now you find yourself, you own a business. And obviously, there's a few steps in between, but we're just going to put you into that place for a second. Well, given the fact that you went through all of the research, the due diligence, and the review related to the business, from a preliminary standpoint going into the business, you understand the business. Secondly, as the owner of that business, there's nobody within that company that is going to be more proud of that company than you. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. There's nobody within that company who has a greater stake in the success of that business than you do. Would you agree with that?
Sure.
Okay. There's nobody within that business, given the fact that it's your money that's on the line, who probably is going to have a better understanding of the cost of the product, what you're able to do, even some of the processes related to the product, how product comes to market, and as far as the actual knowledge of the product. There's nobody within the company adding up all those particular ingredients that's going to have a better understanding as a whole than the owner of that business. I'm sure you'll agree with that, correct?
Agreed, yes.
When you take all of those components of someone who has the probably the best product knowledge, more at stake, more pride in the company, better understanding of the processes and the procedure, better understanding of the customers, and as far as the industry and the competition, I mean, when you add all those things together, I don't think you can find 6, 8, or 10 more important factors that the best salespeople in the world would have in common. And so just by being the owner of the company, by virtue of that alone, you'd probably be the best salesperson in the company, because nobody is going to be able to convey the message of what the company is, what it stands for, or how important sales are to the company than the owner of that company standing in front of a prospect.
That's powerful. Nevertheless, it seems to me that a business needs management skill, it needs financial skill, it needs sales skill, it needs operational skill. It's unlikely that one individual is going to be equally capable in all those areas.